Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, March 20th, Happy Resurrection Day, and happy birthday to Barbara Morgan, our Senior Minister's Assistant. Barbara, we hope that you have a wonderful day and we're so grateful for your ministry here at Mountain Brook Baptist. Let's begin with Exodus chapter 6, and we'll start in verse 28, and then we'll go through Exodus 7 and verse 13. Now when the Lord spoke to Moses in Egypt, he said to him, "I am the Lord. Tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, everything I tell you." But Moses said to the Lord, "Since I speak with faltering lips, why would Pharaoh listen to me?" Then the Lord said to Moses, "See, I have made you like God to Pharaoh, and your brother Aaron will be your prophet. You are to say everything I command you, and your brother Aaron is to tell Pharaoh to let the Israelites go out of his country. But I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and though I multiply my signs and wonders in Egypt, he will not listen to you. Then I will lay my hand on Egypt, and with mighty acts of judgment, I will bring out my divisions, my people, the Israelites. And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand against Egypt and bring the Israelites out of it." Moses and Aaron did just as the Lord commanded them. Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron 83, when they spoke to Pharaoh. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "When Pharaoh says to you, 'Perform a miracle,' then say to Aaron, 'Take your staff and throw it down before Pharaoh, and it will become a snake.'" So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and did just as the Lord commanded. Aaron threw his staff down in front of Pharaoh and his officials, and it became a snake. Pharaoh then summoned wise men and sorcerers, and the Egyptian magicians also did the same things by their secret arts. Each one threw down his staff, and it became a snake. But Aaron's staff swallowed up their staffs. Yet Pharaoh's heart became hard, and he would not listen to them, just as the Lord had said. Let's move over to the Psalms now. Today we're reading Psalm 89, and this is a Maskil of Ethan, the Ezrahite. Let us remember as we approach the Psalm the overarching theme of all the Psalms, that God reigns. "I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, 'I made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant, I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations.' The heavens praise your wonders, Lord, your faithfulness too in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the holy ones, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. Who is like you, Lord God Almighty? You, Lord, are mighty, and your faithfulness surrounds you. You rule over the surging sea. When its waves mount up, you still them. You crushed Rahab like one of the slain. With your strong arm, you scattered your enemies. The heavens are yours, and yours also the earth. You founded the world and all that is in it. You created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon sing for joy at your name. Your arm is endowed with power. Your hand is strong, your right hand exalted. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They celebrate your righteousness, for you are their glory and strength, and by your favor you exalt our horn. Indeed, our shield belongs to the Lord, our King to the Holy One of Israel. Once you spoke in a vision. To your faithful people you said, I have bestowed strength on a warrior. I have raised up a young man from among the people. I have found David my servant. With my sacred oil I have anointed him. My hand will sustain him. Surely my arm will strengthen him. The enemy will not get the better of him. The wicked will not oppress him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down his adversaries. My faithful love will be with him, and through my name his horn will be exalted. I will set his hand over the sea, his right hand over the rivers. He will call out to me, You are my Father, my God, the rock, my Savior. And I will appoint him to be my firstborn, the most exalted of all the kings of the earth. I will maintain my love to him forever, and my covenant with him will never fail. I will establish his line forever, his throne as long as the heavens endure. Now let's move over to the Gospel of John. Today we're in John 18, and we'll read verses 15 through 27. In this section, we'll read about Peter denying Jesus and also about the high priest questioning Jesus. Simon Peter and another disciple were following Jesus. Because this disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the high priest's courtyard. But Peter had to wait outside at the door. The other disciple, who was known to the high priest, came back, spoke to the servant girl on duty there, and brought Peter in. You aren't one of this man's disciples too, are you? She asked Peter. He replied, I am not. It was cold, and the servants and officials stood around a fire they had made to keep warm. Peter also was standing with him, warming himself. Meanwhile, the high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples and his teaching. I have spoken openly to the world, Jesus replied. I always taught in synagogues or at the temple, where all the Jews come together. I said nothing in secret. Why question me? Ask those who heard me. Surely they know what I said. When Jesus said this, one of the officials nearby slapped him in the face. Is this the way you answer the high priest? He demanded. If I said something wrong, Jesus replied, testify as to what is wrong. But if I speak the truth, why do you strike me? Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Meanwhile, Simon Peter was still standing there warming himself. So they asked him, You aren't one of his disciples too, are you? He denied it, saying, I am not. One of the high priest's servants, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, challenged him. Didn't I see you with him in the garden? Again, Peter denied it. And at that moment, a rooster began to crow. Hey, thank you so much for listening along as we read God's Word together. It is such a pleasure to read for us and to contend together to try to learn from the Lord. What is He speaking into our lives through His Word? As we looked at Exodus, I thought about the fact that Moses' staff was a representation, a physical representation of the Lord's presence with him. And I wonder if there are physical representations in our own lives of God's presence with us. What can you take with you today that will remind you that God is with you, perhaps a necklace or a Bible, or maybe a stone in your pocket that could be a stone of remembrance. Is there something physical that you could take with you today that would remind you that God is with you and He is working in your life? I want us to do something very special for the next 26 days. 26 days signifying the time it takes to pray through the alphabet if we go one letter at a time, and 26 days signifying the time between now and Good Friday. So if we pray for 26 days, we'll make it through Maundy Thursday. During this time period, I want us to pray for people in our lives whose names start with, for example, today, A, and tomorrow, B. So what I've done is I've gotten out my church directory. I wish I could just say the names on the podcast, but I think probably the people would have to opt into that. But if you'll get out your church directory, if you don't go to Mount Brook Baptist, get out your church's directory. Or perhaps like my children and I do sometimes in the evening, we just try to think of people whose names start with the letters that we're on in the alphabet. So today I want us to focus on the letter A. So let us begin with the letter A. Would you pray with me? Father, we remember the characteristics in your heart that start with A. You are our advocate. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are Almighty. Today, Lord, we bring before you our brothers and sisters whose names begin with A. Lord, I just think about the names that are listed in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I pray, Lord, for my brothers and sisters and ask your watch care on them. As I look at our directory and as others look at their directory, or as you imagine the names of your family members who begin with A, we pray for the myriad of situations and the vast range of people. We pray for those who are not, for whatever reason, engaged in the life of our church or a church. We pray, Lord, for those who are in need physically, mentally, emotionally, socially. We thank you, Lord, for the work that we see on display in so many of their lives. We ask, Lord, for your watch care and your hope. We pray for those who carry very heavy burdens. And we pray that you would strengthen our fellowship as brothers and sisters who are listening to this podcast together. We pray for one another, even now. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.